Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, Episode 70, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today on the podcast, we're talking with Melody Granger. She's a professional organizer who has managed to turn a traditionally location-dependent business into a virtual business that she can conduct over Skype with her clients. I think she's created a really interesting business model. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today on our show, we are so pleased to welcome Melody Granger of The Well-Organized Entrepreneur. Melody focuses on helping work-at-home entrepreneurs get organized so that they can be the most productive possible at running their business. Melody tells her clients to think of her as an entrepreneurial trainer who will whip your environment, systems, and priorities into shape. She is able to help entrepreneurs all over the country by conducting her consulting sessions over Skype. In her free time, Melody enjoys spending time outdoors with her husband and two teenage daughters. Welcome to the podcast, Melody.
Thank you so much. I am so honored to be here.
Well, we are so excited to talk with you, too. I know Sarah and I could both use a little organization tips, and we could use getting whipped into shape, I think. So hopefully we'll learn a few new things today, and our listeners will, too. And on that note, Melody, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you got started in your career as an organizer?
Absolutely. I've hit my 40s now. Just to kind of give you my age range, but at the age of 29, I had one of my misery moments in life. My girls were little, and I hated having to ask off for work or, you know, not just to be able to spend the day at home when I needed to, you know, rest or go out of town. We had moved away from my family, so we were kind of loners in a new city, too. But anyway, a few years into just working, after having children, I don't know, one day I just like kind of snapped. I'm like, I'm not doing this. This is not the life I want. And so to come up with a business idea to do something on my own, I racked my brain. I read something in the book asking, you know, what's something that you've helped others do, friends, family, whether it's in the business, in a workplace or whatever. And I'm like, clean out the closets or clean up a mess. That was my answer. And I was like, I am not cleaning people's houses. I don't mind cleaning. That wasn't it. But I was like, no, that's not it. Anyway, so professional organizers were kind of new, getting known back then in the industry. And I'm like, I can't call myself a professional organizer. But really, that was what I was doing. I just didn't want to put that label on it. And so I was helping people get organized and just like get their lives back together whenever they were feeling stressed or overwhelmed or, you know, things sneak up on you. You know, before you know it, the closets are like blown up, and it just depends on what's happening in life. And so anyway, I'm like, you know what? People probably would need help doing that. And anyway, I just got behind it and I threw up a website. I quit my job. I did make sure everything was taken care of, like we weren't going to be hurting financially before I did that. But I quit my job and started my business, and people started calling me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was so scared and nervous. So anyway, that's how it started. But from a very young age, I was telling someone the other day, I would lock my brothers and sisters out of the house just so I could sweep the floors, because I obviously knew at a young age that our environments affect us. They affect our attitudes, our personalities, if we're kind to each other or mean to each other, or if we can focus on our homework, things like that. So it's something from a very young age that, whether it was subconscious or not, you know, I didn't realize what was happening. I've always been in tap with my environment, I guess you could say. So anyway, that's how it all started.
That's a great story, Melody. I really like that. And I'm curious to know, how long were you doing location-dependent organizing before you launched your virtual organizing business you do over Skype?
I did it for about 7 years. But I moved to a new city, and then we were hit with a hurricane, and so I was in another city. And so I kept taking it wherever I was. I could take it with me, but I kind of had to keep starting over. I was like, oh. And then because I moved, it was kind of when I branched out into connecting with my clients that I had by phone to keep them going. I'm not there, but look, I'm still going to help you. We'll meet by phone. So that was like a little step. I can see it now that was leading in this direction to the virtual. But yeah, 7 years at least that I did in person.
I must say that I had never heard of a professional organizer doing it virtually over Skype. And I thought that was such a creative and radical idea to make your business that so many people think of as location dependent and turning it into not location dependent. I think it's genius.
Yeah, now convincing people that they can get the help of an organizer virtually, it was a big issue at first until I started proving it. I'm like, just let me show you how it's going to work. And so thank goodness for Skype video because it has changed my business.
So I'm curious, can you walk us through a bit of that process of when you get a new client, how you do the consulting with them? Like what all is involved? Are there worksheets? What do you do over the Skype video? And kind of do they have then assignments that they go do?
Yeah, so whenever someone reaches out to me, we meet on Skype video. Well, we'll do a little chatting by email, you know, just to answer questions and stuff like that. And then before we move forward, we'll meet on Skype so that we can get a feel for each other and I can give them a feel of how it's going to work. And so I'll have them take their laptop, camera, whatever they're using for Skype video and show me what they need help with. So I get to physically see and we start talking. And then I may have them do something immediately. Hey, go ahead and like take this and I want you to do this with it. Just to kind of give them a little taste of how it's going to work. But so we kind of meet, form a loose game plan because I'm very, I guess the word is intuitive, go with the flow. There's going to be structure, but there's also going to be a lot of flexibility as we're moving around and making decisions on what to do. But whenever we get into like the real sessions, we meet for a minimum of 2 hours. Some people, we go 4 hours. It depends on what service option they choose and how much time they have. But for 2 to 4 hours, I am literally on video with them, and they are literally taking action, pulling things out of the closet. Or if we're working in an office, they're sorting papers. But I'm listening for certain things that they are saying because I have them think out loud to me. And when I can follow their thought patterns, what are they calling stuff? What are they saying? I mean, all kinds of things come out when you're thinking out loud. And so it really helps me help them make decisions and organize things based on the way they think. So, and we just keep moving forward. I will create a homework checklist. It's customized. It's coming specifically from whatever happened that day while we were working together. And they have 2 weeks to complete it, and then we pick up and we go again, and we just keep moving forward. And I'm there in between the actual video sessions, so we're going back and forth email, and they're sending me pictures, like their updates, or asking me questions. So I'm there whenever they can work on it. They have a question, if they want to celebrate. Like, we just have a really good time and keep it moving forward. And it depends on how many sessions they have, how long we'll go. Some people I go for months. Depends on how large their space is or how many closets they want to hit. You know, there's different factors that go into, you know, how much gets accomplished. But it's a very steady pace, but it's not high pressure because I don't like the high pressure stuff. Do the best that you can. Really do your best in between our sessions too.
Sounds like a good system, Melody, that you have there. I noticed on your website that you like to work a lot with work-at-home entrepreneurs. What makes you want to work with this group of people so much?
Well, a defining moment came in my business whenever, it's been a few years ago, my husband lost his job. And I was really excited because he was under such high stress, and I didn't like him working there. However, once our bank account started reflecting, like within that first year, like he didn't have a job. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to pick up the difference. And we weren't living under an income amount where if one of us lost the job, that we could survive. So anyway, I was doing in-person organizing, and that's when I started to shift to the virtual. I'm like, I can reach more people and work with more people this way. However, I had a hard time convincing people that it would work. But I just kept going after it because I just knew it would work. So while I'm transitioning and I'm doing all this website stuff, and I even started doing some business mentoring, I had a lot going on because I had a full load for the most part. I had some gaps, some seasons that my income was not consistent. So anyway, so I had this full load. I'm trying to transition, and then I start doing virtual, and I'm doing everything by myself behind the scenes. Like, I had no help. And I got to a point that I got really stressed out. And I wasn't taking care of myself or my environment. I knew better. And in a weird way, I ended up becoming like my ideal client. Looking back, I'm like, whoa, I was becoming that person. And I would have these ladies come to me and they're like, oh, I need help. And I would turn them away because they were not who I worked with, that they were not my target market. And I kept telling them no. And then one day, I don't know, get all like snapped, and I got chill bumps. These are the ladies that I can help the most. I get them. I understand, like, when things get crazy. So anyway, I just started transitioning everything to speak to entrepreneurs, especially home-based. And that's where it came from. An intense moment in my life, an intense year.
We've noticed that pattern in so many entrepreneurs that oftentimes they do almost become their ideal client, their target audience, because, you know, it makes sense in a lot of ways because you know what you need. So why not find other people who are similar to you that you can help?
And I think as far as the home-based entrepreneurs, I did residential designing closets, installing, cleaning out closets, more in residential organizing. And I also did corporate. And so what I did, I'm like, hey, I've got not only just my personal, all the years of just working, I worked for entrepreneurs, very successful ones. You know, when I had the job where I had certain hours to go in and work, I organized through my business in corporate, doctor's offices, therapists, I mean, all kinds of different industries. And anyway, I'm like, hello, let me combine them together, do home and office or business for the home-based entrepreneur, because we're sitting in the middle, especially if you're working from home, that's what we're surrounded by, the home and the office. It just made sense. I'm like, duh. This is like perfection that when you see it, you're like, oh, yeah, that's it.
So most of our listeners are kind of your target market there, women working at home trying to start a business. What are some of the best organization tips that you could give them, some actionable items that they could get started on?
Start your day in a clean space because your environment is so, it affects you. It makes you feel good. It's inspiring. You feel in control. So as much as you can, everyone's going to be different, and I don't know what's going on with everyone, but for the most part, just do a quick tidy in the morning or clean off your desk or workspace, wherever it is, so you can think straight and feel really good. And then I recommend a routine. And it doesn't have to be the strict, strict, strict routine. However, it needs to have some structure so that for the most part, you know, on Mondays you're knocking this out. There's a lot of repetitive stuff that we as business owners have to do over and over and over, whether it's bookkeeping or maybe it's, you know, marketing or social media, writing blog posts. If you do that, depending on the business, it can be different. Some people actually leave their houses to take care of business, work with their clients, and some do it from home. So there's, you know, different things that we have to do. But the routine and finding that rhythm, this is an example. On Mondays and Fridays, I have more time. I don't schedule or commit to anything. I just knock bigger things out, important things on Monday that are going to grow my business. Like, I'm doing my reach outs, like, hey, you know, can I guest post on your blog kind of stuff. And on Fridays, I do more of the like administrative things. I'll knock out like bookkeeping or load up my social media posts that are going to go out. They're like smaller things, but they need to be done. So a routine around like whatever your client or service calendar or schedule is. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my client commitment days, and they alternate. They're not always full, and sometimes they're very full. But Mondays and Fridays are the other 2 days where I really knock out repetitive stuff. Just to be able to like juggle it all in a sane way.
I think that makes a lot of sense. So it would help if I focused, like you said, making Monday your outreach type of day or big project type of day, Friday for more the administrative things. I think that does make a lot of sense versus switching back and forth between so many different tasks and projects every day.
Do you have any tips for maybe to-do lists or paperwork? I feel like I'm drowning in paperwork over here.
Yeah, actually, I prioritize my to-do list, and I think I may do it differently than a lot of people teach, but this is what I do. My high priorities are anything that I feel like it keeps crossing my mind. It's worrying me. Maybe there's some stress around it. There's a deadline approaching, or maybe it's already passed. Like these things that are like making my body, like making me worried or stressed or kind of giving me that negative feeling, those I knock out first because I want that energy off of my body. And then I go into more of other paperwork that needs to be done. I don't know if that helped or not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good point that I know what you mean, that certain things on your to-do list have more of like a draining pull to them. They yeah. just seem to sap your energies. But I think for many of us, and probably me included often, it's very easy to want to put those things to the last and not get them done first. So I think that was great advice.
Yeah, and then once you kind of relieve, like, it's a relief. Like, thank goodness, why didn't I do it sooner? You know, like, why didn't I just tackle this or make the phone call or whatever it is around those kind of items that are not feeling so great?
So, Melody, I know you said it was a pretty big hurdle to get your initial clients to be convinced that you could really help them even just over Skype and through an online setting. Can you tell us, what are the best ways you grew your online customer base? How have you marketed your business?
I blog regularly, and I use Facebook. And I've seen a lot of traffic from Facebook. And also, just getting to know other entrepreneurs. So it's kind of being omnipresent. That's some advice someone gave me, and I understand it now. It's like being everywhere. So when people show up, you're there, like doing this interview. People are going to know that I exist to help them because that's why I'm here, you know, to help them. And doing guest posts or being in any type of like media, just being everywhere at once is great for business because people start seeing you and they're noticing you and you're like, wait, I keep seeing you. Who are you and what do you do? Can you help me? So that's my best advice, and that really comes with being consistent and getting back to the routine, putting these pieces in place that you enjoy doing and doing them over and over and over again.
That makes sense. And Sarah, I know you're the one that found Melody. How did you hear about her?
Oh, I don't know, but I ran across your website, probably a link from somewhere else, because I wasn't searching for an organizer, but it had to be a link from somewhere else, and that brought me to you, and
yeah.
I subscribed to your email list, and then there you go.
Yeah, and there's no telling, like, where you would have come across, because I'm not everywhere, but I am in places that I really, other people that I enjoy and places that I believe in and like, I will connect. Keep going. If something works out and I become one of their guest writers I spent 1 year just writing for the Life Change Network.
It's a good point that sometimes it feels like all the connections or the posts or the guest posting when you don't see immediate results, it feels like, well, maybe that was a waste. But you never know when you have so many different feelers out there or places that you can be found, you never know when somebody's going to come back and find you at something you did a while ago.
May I speak to that exact
sure thing?
So one time I was on the local news, and it was one of the first times I had ever done any type of media on TV, and I was so nervous. And, I mean, I was shaking in my boots. I didn't know what they were going to ask me, you know, nothing. Well, anyway, it must have been a year or two later, I get a phone call, and it's someone that said, hey, I saw you on the news, and that one phone call turned into one of my biggest income generators that year for the next year. And so you just never know. It may not seem like anything's happening, but it is. And I've had situations like that before. It's later that people come back. And so if you start building this presence everywhere, when people are ready, they're going to come. They may not be ready in that moment, or maybe they don't need you right then, but when it happens, that's when they're going to say, oh, who was that person, or what was her name? And that's why if you keep putting your name out there, it's recognition. And you're going to hope that they remember your name. They're going to remember, but remembering the name. And that's why if you keep putting yourself out there, then they may stumble across you and go, oh, my God, that's the one. That's who I was looking for. Or, I mean, I've just had so many instances. That's happened for me. When someone's come back, you're like, I saw you a long time ago. So don't think it's not, nothing's happening. People are seeing it. They may not be responding immediately, but in my experience, they come back around.
That's such a great point. And I can even think of my own life, how many times I've done that, where it's like, even if it might be like a book I'm going to read, but I don't read it until a year or two later, it finally, you know, makes it to the top of my list, or a course on a certain topic that I want to take. But then finally, a year later, I have time and funds to go do it. So I think that's exactly right.
So, yeah, it definitely happens, and I know I've been in the position like, man, I don't know if this is the right way to go, whatever, if it's really good for my business or worth the investment of time, money, whatever I'm putting into it. But I'm having fun doing it, and I think that's the most important thing. If I were doing it out of desperation, that happened for a few months, like a few years back, I was doing stuff out of desperation. I wasn't happy in my business doing that, and I think people could feel it. Or they could tell I was being pushy. So, but anyway, just being in a peaceful, happy, on-purpose place, like knowing that what I'm up to is very good, and knowing that it's so easy for me to put my stuff out there.
Well, as we wrap up, Melody, could you share with us maybe a fun mommy moment, or not mommy with your teenagers, a fun mom moment that you've had recently with your daughters?
Oh, my goodness. My teenagers are hilarious. There's so many of them. Well, they think we should all be on a reality TV show. Yeah, so my daughter said we would make the funniest family because we'll argue or we're getting into debates over something so silly, or the things we say to each other will walk by. I don't know, just our life in general. It's really funny. The jokes. Oh, gosh, you don't want to hear the jokes. But anyway, just the fact that she says, hey, we would make a really good reality TV show, family. So our cooking habits, like just all the really funny stuff that people don't get to see. We have a good time.
Maybe she should start a YouTube channel. She could just set up a camera and throw up videos on YouTube.
She did. My daughters, one day, they got the video camera, and one was pretending to be me, and the other was, like, a client. And so one daughter, she's, like, just picking up random things around the room, and she's saying, do you want this? And the other daughter saying yes or no. And if she hesitated, my daughter would say, oh, that means no. And they're very funny. Very funny. They tell me things like, why do you call yourself an organizer? My room is dirty. And I'm like, well, baby, that has nothing to do with me. That's called a mess you need to clean up.
Well, thank you so much, Melody, for chatting with us today. It was a ton of fun.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to share. My website has all kinds of information.
Yes. Could you share your website with our audience?
Oh, sure. It's melodygranger.com. So Melody, like a song, M-E-L-O-D-Y, G-R-A-N-G-E-R.com.
Perfect. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed chatting with y'all.
We did too.
I love how Melody was able to think outside of the box and created a business that fit her needs and filled the needs of others. If you're looking for the show notes, head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/70. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.